It's Tuesday, folks. Arguably the most nondescript day of the week. It's not Monday. It's not almost the weekend. It's not even Wednesday, hump day. But what if you were almost done with the week? What if you only worked 4 days a week? Sounds nice. The movement for a four-day work week first emerged in the 1970s, then fizzled out until, of course, COVID. Remote work being always on, long hours, and a stressful world has a lot of us asking ourselves, why are we doing this? Now, for some folks, working only 4 days a week might be the answer. Just yesterday, the New York Times reported that 70 companies in the UK started a four-day work week pilot program. Similar proposals have been floated in Japan and for private companies in New Zealand. And in 2021, Spain and Iceland conducted nationwide four-day workweek experiments to overwhelming success. And right here in Massachusetts, as of this month, city employees in Swampscott, Massachusetts, are permanently working 4 days a week. Joining us now in the studio is Sean Fitzgerald, town administrator in Swampscott. Welcome.
Thank you, Simone. Really a pleasure to be here.
So let's be clear. Folks in your town still work 40 hours a week, just over 4 days. Is that right?
We actually work 34 hours a week, and we work that over 4 days.
So gotcha.
We haven't changed the hours. We've just reallocated those hours over those 4 days to ensure that we really do provide a needed break for many of our staff.
So give me the schedule, for example. Does everybody have the same schedule? What does that look like?
You know, we actually, you know, just like every city in town, we have firefighters that work 24 on, 24 off.
Sure.
24 on, 5 days off. Police officers work a very challenging schedule. You know, they, like many police departments, have been called in and had to deal with an enormous burden through the pandemic. Town hall staff, like many municipalities, we work a schedule 8 to 5 on Monday, mm-hmm. Tuesday, and 8 to 7 on Wednesday, and 8 to 5 on Thursday. And so by shifting our hours, we actually previously worked 8 to 12 on a Friday. By closing town hall on a Friday, we shifted some additional hours on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And being open a little bit later on Wednesday allows some residents to pop in that may never have had that time.
Okay. So you piloted this four-day work week for your employees at Swampscott Town Hall back in May, and you found it was so successful that you decided to make it permanent. What worked about it?
You know, a lot worked about it. I received a lot of really terrific support from town residents and my elected officials. A lot of folks have realized that, we've been able to accomplish quite a bit over the last few years, even through the pandemic, but it was taking a toll. You know, we had, just like a number of organizations, seen a number of resignations that really affected our continuity, and really looking at how do we create an environment that really helps our staff stay energized, stay inspired. You know, we're in public service, and we want to really create an environment that elicits the best out of people. And in the night meetings and the Zoom meetings that bleed into work and home, you know, it all started to take a toll.
Yeah. So you had a lot of resignations. And this was in part a response to that. You realized your staff needed a better work-life balance.
Absolutely. You know, we have a number of young families. We have parents that were trying to make it all work, and frankly, it just wasn't always possible. And we recognized that, you know, it would be important for us to change something, and so we put a committee together, and we looked at a few things. It was clear at the top of the list was we need more time in the weekend. We need more time to take care of our families as you know, we take care of the community, and that really resonated with me.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's your staff saying now? Has it already made a difference in their lives?
It has. And I, you know, the first couple of weeks I would come in and say, hey, I'd just spend your Friday. How was your weekend? And I would hear just these wonderful stories of spending more time with their children, going to a beach or going to a park or, you know, spending time with terminally ill parents. And to me, these examples really helped me believe that this is something that we should put in place for the long term. You know, we're in public service to help people, and it's critically important that we help our staff that are out there helping everybody else.
I want to ask you, everybody wants to know about government efficiency, that taxpayer dollars are being spent wisely. So are you seeing the same level of efficiency with people working less hours, or is there greater efficiency?
Yeah, it's a great question, Simone. I you know, Swampscott is one of Massachusetts' 351 cities and towns. Over the last 5 years, we've had one of the slowest growths in the average single-family tax bill. In fact, for 4 years, we didn't have an increase. And so we look at metrics that help us define, you know, are we, you know, really achieving, you know, that broader goal in our master plan? Are we looking at things that can help us define solid economic development and creation of open space and managing our educational priorities? And Swampscott really is checking the box on all these fronts. And we've been able to really do much, but it has taken a toll. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for us to really look at, you know, how much, you know, productivity are we getting out of that Friday, as opposed to, you know, can we recharge our staff over the three-day weekend? Can we give them more time to really feel like they're meeting other needs so that when they come back to work on a Monday and, you know, contribute to their passion of public service, you know, they're more optimally supported.
Sean, you're Swampscott's town manager. That's a very
town
demanding.
Town administrator.
I'm sorry, town administrator. That's a demanding job, regardless of the title. Does this apply to you as well? Are you working 4 days a week, or?
You know, I've worked each of these Fridays, and I've found it to be very helpful. At this point, you know, I'm really doing my best to transition. We're in the busiest time of year. This is our annual town meeting time, and you know, we're having a special town meeting next week to possibly acquire a waterfront piece of property. And so there's always something busy that's driving a busy municipal agenda. And so just like most cities and towns, you know, our town runs 24/7. You know, we have police officers and firefighters and emergency response. We have community events. We had Memorial Day on Monday. We had, you know, a Pride event on Saturday. We have, you know, events every weekend coming up this summer. It is a busy job, but it's a job that I love, and it's an opportunity for us to really contribute to our civic life. But the world is in need of some changes, and, you know, we need to be more mindful, more thoughtful, more caring. We need to have leaders that understand that change to help people is in order. And I'm hoping that this small step can help us continue to evolve a culture that speaks of how much we care about people.
Sean Fitzgerald, stick with us for a moment, if you would. We're going to look at the bigger picture of this four-day work week proposal now. On the line, we have Professor Juliet Shore. She's an economist and sociologist at Boston College here in town. Currently, she's overseeing a global experiment on the corporate four-day work week. Thank you for joining us, Professor Shore.
My pleasure. Great to be here.
So it's important to note that in Swampscott, city employees are still working, but in fewer days, and their level of productivity has apparently not gone down. Your work specifically revolves around the 32-hour week. Give us a little context, if you would, of how we got to a five-day work week in the first place.
Well, the U.S. was the first country globally to institute a five-day week, and that happened in the early 20th century. We used to have actually, we had a seven-day week and then a six-day, and then we got to the five-day week. There's a bumper sticker that, you know, probably makes the most important point about this, which is, you know, the trade unions, the group that brought you the weekend. So the five-day, 40-hour week was enshrined in the Fair Labor Standards Act in 1938 during the New Deal and Depression as a way of dealing with the fact that we had so many unemployed people, and it was partially hoped that by restricting hours of work, companies would hire more people.
Okay, so that's thank you for going there, because 5 days seems like a lot, but it used to be 6 or 7 days. Let's talk about your work now. You've been running this global experiment since the start of the year with different companies from everywhere, from the U.S. to Australia and Ireland, and they're all instituting a four-day work week for limited periods of time. What can you share with us in terms of how that's going?
So we've got companies, and I should also say nonprofits. We've got a really nice mix who are voluntarily sort of opting into six-month trials. And the first trial started February 1st. We don't have final results from it, but we did get some preliminary results a couple of days ago on how it's affecting employees. And as we expected, we're seeing really nice improvements in people's stress, reductions in burnout scores, better physical health, mental health, more life satisfaction. One thing that I think is a big impact of the four-day week that's probably not emphasized enough is sleep. Large numbers of people don't get enough sleep these days, and moving to a four-day week actually gives them time for a bit more sleep. But I should also say our studies are a little bit more flexible. Our program is a little bit more flexible in that most of them are taking Fridays off, most of the companies, but there are a few that are doing things more like what the folks in Swampscott are doing, which is they're going to a 34-hour week. Now, I realize they were already there, but it's not a very rigid one-size-fits-all that we're studying. So they've got a little bit of flexibility. We have a restaurant chain where managers, I think, started at 55 hours, and they put them down into the low 40s. So as long as you're not cutting pay and you're reducing work significantly, we'd love to have you in the trial.
Okay. Well, I'm curious if you're hearing any feedback from these employees, managers. Do they feel that they're more efficient, or do they feel like they're being crunched? I mean, to have to do the same amount of work in eight less hours over the course of a week, I imagine could be stressful for some.
Yeah, so I did. So we don't have any results from companies in the trial who've done the full 6 months, but we have some companies who started early, and I did talk to employees in one of them about this. So the pace of work, I would say, in the typical company, the pace of work can get a little more intense. Although a big part of what we coach companies on and help them to do is to reorganize work before they start. And in particular, we help them to deal with some of the low productivity or inefficient things they're doing. The biggest one is typically meetings.
Meetings.
If you can clear some of those meetings out, you make them shorter, more efficient, fewer people have to go to them. So to some extent, what's happening is you're taking things off people's plate.
Right.
So you're not just asking them to intensify by 20%. That won't work. You've got to reorganize work, and then you'll see a bit of that. So at HealthWise, the company I've looked at most in depth, they'll talk about how they may go from making phone calls to messaging people just because they can do that a little bit more quickly in the day they're in the office. People also talk about not wasting time. You know, some of these folks, you know, might be on Facebook or other things. And then doing personal things like doctor's appointments on the off day. Those are that's a very consistent theme, and it's a way that the company can, you know, sort of get back some of that time and make it feasible. But people much prefer to have, as I say, they prefer a whole day off to snippets of time within a day.
Okay. We'll take that into account. Sean Fitzgerald, Swampscott Town Administrator, I want to bring you back in here as we pivot to another dynamic at play, and that's family time. So Megan Keeney Anderson is Chief Marketing Officer at the Wanderlust Group. They're a startup that instituted a four-day work week starting on Tuesdays back in July of 2020. This is her speaking on a panel about the four-day work week earlier this year, addressing a benefit that many of us parents can probably appreciate.
I have, not everybody at my company is a parent, but I've got a four-year-old daughter, and my work weeks are chaotic and busy and at the max. And then I get to the weekend and it's just mom, mommy, mom, all weekend long. And so my weekends aren't relaxing. I don't get to think on my weekends. So Monday, when my daughter is, you know, in childcare and work is off, that's really my time to reflect, think, kind of lightly plan for the week. And then, as I said before, I end up hitting Tuesday really, really strong.
Sean, I'm giving you the last word real quick in 10 seconds. Since you launched this, do you feel that your employees have used their extra day in similar ways?
I do. I think we also gave every town employee a beach pass. So I expect this summer you'll see a lot of town employees enjoying themselves at the beach.
Well, that's Sean Fitzgerald, town administrator in Swampscott, and Juliet Shore, economist and sociologist at Boston College. Thanks so much for joining us.
Our pleasure.